This is CliffCentral.com.
He was gone, but only for a few hours. And now, he is back.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum. Oh.
Get ready for a brand new episode.
Are you ready?
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Let's go.
It began in Africa.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. The heartbeat of the diaspora.
You ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3. It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the O'Neill Africa Experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience.
Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Well, we got no choice but to turn this bitch sideways. Oh, I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience. Welcome back to the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Oh, baby, pointies. Red, baby. Sunshine, yeah.
Usually it's cold in the English.
This is CliffCentral.com.
The O'Neill Africa Experience, the home of African talent.
CliffCentral.com.
The beautiful music of Rolene. It's called Cupid. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We call it the O'Neill Africa Experience. On a Friday afternoon, and as usual, I am not rolling solo, hanging out with Mr. 37 MPH. I see the gains. I see the gains, bro.
Listen. You know, you've been putting me under so much pressure this entire year. Okay, so listen, Rolene.
Okay.
Everybody listening at home. I'm a runner most of the time. Okay. So I run too much and I just lose weight. So this man right here, O'Neill, he trains. Like, he trains like 3-4 hours a day.
No, stop.
At some point, he had like a nutritionist, you know,
Shut
like a meal plan delivered at his house on a daily.
Oh. Yeah. So what is the point of this exactly? Yeah. Where are we going with
of this?
Where
conversation?
Where are we going with this? Because I mean, now you're just telling me you know
it's going. Wait. You know it's going. It's called deflection.
Oh, I see. This is exactly what it is.
Well, congratulations,
Mr. Yeah. I hope you feel better.
I feel amazing. How do you feel?
Well, I feel amazing.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Firstly, listen, this is my first time meeting you. Can I just say that you are absolutely stunning?
Thank you so much. This is my first time meeting you too. You are beautiful too.
Am I glowing?
You beat me to it. Oh yeah, no, that's for sure.
He's definitely glowing. Look at the glow. It's a glow up challenge.
man. Look, I imagine there are a lot of people out there who only know you through your collaboration with Nasty C.
Yeah, kind of.
Is that tiring? Has that gone to a point where it's slightly annoying?
At first it was definitely annoying at first because I was always an independent artist.
Yeah.
But now it's like it's great music, so it's not like I'm being tagged along into something that I'm not appreciative of or happy about, because I'm really happy with the delivery of the song or songs that we've done together. So
well, obviously, this is a great opportunity for you to just let us into your world.
Yeah, definitely.
And tell us where it all began. Did it start in church for you as well?
Not really, no.
I've been dying to interview one person.
I don't have the cliche.
Who did not start in church?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't. I started in high school in like grade 10.
Okay,
yeah,
10.
It was kind of forced because you had to do either... your extramural had to be either sport or recreation type of thing. So I went straight into the choir.
What school was this?
I'm Alcides River High School in Cape Town. I'm from Cape Town.
Okay.
Cape Town?
Yeah.
Have you always... are you still based in Cape Town or are you based in Joburg now?
I'm actually actively been here for a year now.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, that's not so long in Joburg.
Yeah, but I've been loving every single minute of it. Yeah.
How many guys have lied to you so far?
About what exactly?
Just any and everything. Listen, every third person you meet in Joburg lies to you.
Yeah, that's why I don't like leaving my house. I'm fine. I'm good. I don't think I have enough. Like, I love people too easily. So, I'm just trying to protect myself. Yeah.
I see. So, cool. So, you moved to Joburg because?
Because of music. I wanted to pursue my music career.
All right.
Yeah, so I moved here. I came here with a project, my first tape, The Evolution of a Robot, that dropped last year, the end of March.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to evolve. And evolving meant change, so I had to change my everything, the environment, the people I used to work with, everything. I just needed a new mindset. I needed a fresh start.
Look, it takes a tremendous amount of not just discipline, but confidence to be able to move from discovering...
without knowing where this is going.
Not even that, but just... Look, that's much later on in life for you. There was a point you discovered that you could sing.
Yeah.
And then you decided, I could pursue this professionally.
Yeah, but it was
very...
It takes a lot, because even when I thought I knew what I wanted to do, I didn't. And I went back to school and I studied. Because I studied dentistry for like a year. And then I was like, oh, no, this is not working for me. Then phases happened. And then I wasn't feeling it. I didn't think the entertainment industry was for me.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I actually want to do this, but I want to be behind the scenes. And then I started studying event management. And then I got recruited by a company. And I started working as an event, like I started doing it actively. So I was interning and stuff, and I enjoyed that so much. But the singing thing didn't want to leave me alone.
It just kept following me,
and yeah.
So how then do you arrive at the sound that you're pursuing at the moment?
I don't think there's a specific thing that I conform to where sound is concerned, because I've been doing a lot of things. I'm in hip hop, I'm in R&B, and then I'm back to being pop, and then I'm really, really sad and soulful. But I don't wanna conform. I just wanna be Dolene on a song, so you'll know that it's me. It doesn't have to be a specific sound, but you'll just know that that's me. That's the lane I'm in right now.
Okay, music. I'll tell you what. For the rest of this conversation to make sense, let's just take one more song.
Okay.
From Rolene, this is Space.
Yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.
I heard that he doesn't exist. You go with them, baby, jump in the mist. He split up and I haven't been trouble since.
Alright, we're gonna take this life now.
Got me losing all my shit. Something crazy like Lucy. Now you wanna break. You asking for some space. You said I need a wait for better days. No, I'm moving on now. 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 On now. I'm moving on now. On now. I'm moving on. Some space. You said I need to wait for better days. No. Oh no, I'm moving on now. Oh now, I'm moving on now. Oh no, I'm moving on now. Oh now, I'm moving on now.
Such soul. Yeah, such soul.
Bro, tell you.
Where does that come from? There has to be a place where you draw your inspiration from.
I used to listen to a lot of old music. I still do listen to a lot of old music. So I listen to a lot of Eddie James. I listen to a lot of Luther Vandross, Tony Braxton. Like,
really?
Those old things, yeah. Because harmonies and stuff, I think it's best when it comes from like the old soul music.
Yeah, and those guys recorded analog.
Yes, that's the best thing. So whenever people hear my stuff, they're like, did you do that yourself? And I'm like, it's 2018. Of course I did it myself.
Yeah. That's amazing. That is amazing. Now, just the other day, Nasty C posted about, are you signed to his label?
Yes, I am.
Firstly, he has a label.
Yes, he does. Okay. Yes, he does.
And you're signed to his label.
Yes, first.
Talk to me about this relationship. How did it begin?
It was always a friendship at first. I met him in Cape Town when he was down shooting one of his videos, one of the first videos that he was dropping. And yeah, it was a mutual thing. We were cool from the jump. And then they wanted to sign me. I thought it was a joke at first. Because his manager at the time contacted me and they heard me via SoundCloud. So they never heard any of my stuff prior. And then we just met up. I was like, okay, cool. And that's how Phases happened. And 143 happened. SMA happened. We have so many other songs together that we can't wait to share with everyone. But yeah, it will all come with time.
So then where does this place you then? Look, you've got all this music that you've been doing with him. He's just signed you. Does this mean you get rid of everything else you've done and you start afresh? And talk to us about what you're going to sound like sonically.
I just finished off my second tape, The Evolution of a Robot. I'm keeping the name. So the first tape was The Evolution of a Robot, so I'm just doing a continuation. So it has 21 tracks. That is what I'm dropping now on September the 14th. And that is gonna, the songs that I've been doing that I'm going to do is also on there. And it just encompasses a lot of different sounds. So I'm not just I'm still trying to find myself. So I'm not trying to box myself as well. So it's not trying to find myself as in I don't know where I'm going, or I don't know where I am, or I don't know who I am. Just as in I'm trying to find something that I know I'm gonna globally blow up with, basically. Yeah.
What has been the most surprising remark you've heard?
You're really short. Like, dude, don't you follow me on Instagram?
That's it?
Yeah. I don't know, because I hear really nice things from people every single day. I'm really supportive. I don't even like calling them fans. It's weird for me.
Okay.
Yeah, so like I have conversations with everyone all the time. So I try to respond to people, but I get a lot of inspirational daily messages. And like when I'm down, everyone knows I'm down. So I kind of wear my heart on my sleeve, and I'm really transparent with my emotions as well. So you can hear that in my music. You can hear that wherever I am. My presence is quite strong. So
your parents, your family in general, are they happy with what you're doing?
Yes, they've been quite supportive. It was one of those things that they knew I wasn't going to come back home, because I was only supposed to be here for a week. And I ended up staying for a year.
There has to be things, since moving to Joburg, what has been the most surprising thing you've come across? Be it how people conduct themselves or how people treat you, or
man,
any misconception you may have had about the industry?
I definitely did have, I didn't have a misconception, because I've, you always hear the industry will play, the industry's tough, it's tough, whatever. So it's always been something that I've been warned about. So I didn't come here like with a naive perspective of anything. So I came here not expecting anything.
Okay.
Because I was also acquainted with Junior and Teller and all of those people.
Yeah.
So we were always a tight knit, and we kept things like very, I would say, I don't know, it was quite disciplined. We were quite disciplined because we knew what we were here for. We didn't come here to make any friends.
Do you ever get scared?
Of, like, just anything.
Yeah.
Not anymore, no. I used to get intimidated. I used to be really nervous. I'm still nervous. Nervousness is so good, guys. But I'm not, like, no. I know my place. I know what I'm here for. I'm just here to do what I'm, well, I was born to do, basically.
Well, speaking of that, the reason why we have a band here,
mm-hmm.
shout out to the band.
Shout
the reason
out.
Why we have them here is because, look, we're trying to remove artists from their comfort zone.
Okay.
And which I don't suppose it to be much of a problem for you. I feel like this is just like, it's a picnic for you.
Oh, okay. We're going to make it sound that. Wow, okay.
So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to challenge you.
Okay.
They are going to come up with a completely random melody.
Okay.
And we have to create a song on the spot.
A full song.
Yeah. Well, you decide what whether you want to do a hook or a verse, but just jam with the band. That's the idea.
Okay.
All right.
So.
Lee O'Neill. Africa Experience. The home of African talent.
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
That time of the day, sit back, relax, and enjoy the O'Neill Africa Experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience.
Massage.
Oh, okay.
All right, so for your final, for the entree, So this is what we're going to do, okay? You are, you've just written a, well, not necessarily a love song.
Easy.
That's easy for you, right? Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. If you had to write a letter to your parents,
okay,
say they're in Cape Town and you're in Joburg and you haven't seen them in a while, you want to give them an update on what's going on, okay, how you feel about them, what would it sound like?
Okay.
And we'll start a progression and then we'll pick it up from there. Obviously, this is a lot more sentimental, right?
Okay.
Cool. So here we go. The super talented Rolene, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm actually enjoying
this. This is unrehearsed.
This is, dude, I didn't even know I need to hear this afterwards.
Yeah. Remember, everything will be available as a podcast at least an hour on the other side of the show. We also have Terrence joining us shortly. Listen, it's a smoking show all around. Let's go. Who are watching live, I know you're not able to get the full audio. Make sure that you check out the podcast.
That's for sure.
And our on the other side of the show, you'll be able to hear everything. Remember, this is unrehearsed.
This is unrehearsed, guys. This is super unrehearsed.
Listen, when are you doing your next performance? Because I would pay just to go and watch you saying I miss you.
Wow. This is
like me. I have never heard the words I miss you sound so, like, with such meaning. You bring meaning to everything you do. That's amazing.
That is all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to relate to more than just one soul, you know. You don't
that
have to really
truly
be
remarkable.
Here to feel what I'm saying.
When is your next performance?
I'm not too sure, but I'll keep you updated on social media. So you can follow me at Rolene_SA everywhere, and I'll just keep you posted. I really want to have an unplugged session, because my tape, most of it is really emotional, and I only think that people can feel it that way.
When I'll tell you what, I think we can also put something together.
That's for sure.
Yeah, we can do a 1 hour special with you.
That'll
be amazing.
Unblocked cameras and everything, right?
Yeah, let's do that.
So it's done. We're going to start working on it. Rolene, ladies and gentlemen, how epic is she?
Oh, you are so epic.
Thank you.
You are truly remarkable. Anything special or anything that you want to share with us that you're working on at the moment?
My tape is dropping in 2 weeks, the 14th of September, The Evolution of a Robot. Please, guys, it's the best mixtape to have ever.
I just love the way she describes it as a tape. A lot of people are like, yo, my EP is ready.
She's an old soul.
It's a mixtape. It's tape, 21 tape checks. Is,
yeah.
21 questions.
That is beautiful. I love
she's
it.
A, yeah, she's yeah. an old soul, clearly.
Yeah, I do. I just knocked my nose.
Listen, another talented individual joins us shortly. His name is Terrence McKay. I saw this man at an event. He was opening for Unati. And he was an opening act, and I had never heard anything from him or about him
prior to that.
Listen, he tore that motherfucker up.
Oh shit.
Beep, 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 beep.
He tore that motherfucker up. At some point we were like, is Unati going to
live on stage? Come on stage today. Do you think she'd like to come on stage?
He is truly remarkable. Do you want to sit around for? Do you want to wait for him? Do you want to join him?
Yeah, let's actually.
Actually, we're gonna do this. Terrence McKay, and he's always draped out. Do you see how he's dressed?
Yeah, he's actually like he's.
We are actually gonna post this picture.
He's a dandy right now. Let's actually. I actually want to take a picture of him.
Yes.
And, I mean, look at you. You actually representing. Make them sweat.
We're going to need space for this man. We're going to need space. Make sure that that track is ready, Mr. 37 MPH. Let me just quickly tell you about what's going on this weekend. This is one of the movies that are opening this weekend. If you're looking for something to do, Sex Murder Puppets, I'm particularly excited about it. Happy Time Matters is a crime comedy film featuring the comedic geniuses Melissa McCarthy. She's awesome. Maya Rudolph, Elizabeth Banks, and Joel McHale. Now, when the puppet cast of an 80s children's TV show begins to get murdered one by one, a disgraced LAPD detective turned private eye puppet takes on the case. It's a hilarious whodunit that is decidedly no Sesame Street or Street. The Happy Murders releases South African cinemas on the 31st of August. So that is something that you can check out this weekend. Yes, we're getting back to it. Rolene has decided she's going to stay, which is cool. And Terrence is also standing by. We're going to take a picture and post it online just so you guys see what it looks like. If you aren't following me on Instagram, make sure you do, because I am streaming this live right now. You want to see this man perform. You want to see it. The visuals are even better.
The O'Neill Africa Experience, the home of African talent.
It began in Africa.
The O'Neill Africa Experience, the heartbeat of the diaspora.
Hello, how you doing? It's Terrence McKay, man.
An old soul in a young man's body. The original R&B thug. Oh, my can't just go to suit them now, the suit doing gun. Without me realizing, ooh, ooh, baby, my baby, you set my soul on fire. I ain't never been with a girl like you, darling, you're amazing.
trying to tell the world, baby, that you're an angel of mine. When I kiss your lips, feels like paradise. It's electricity running through my body. Ooh, ooh, baby, my baby, you set my soul on fire. Oh, God, don't love me, don't got no love. It's turned unconditional. Oh, God, don't love me, don't got no love. It's turned unconditional. Oh, God, don't love me, don't got no love. It's turned unconditional. Oh, God, don't love me, don't got no love. It's turned unconditional.
An old soul in a young man's body. The original R&B thug. Uma can't get school to sit on the suit and gun. Mr. Nice Guy, I'm so nice when I smile my t-shirt. Come on now.
Alright, so this is what I want us to do. We are going to do an unplugged version of this very same song. And then Rolene is going to join him.
Come on.
Come on with it. So we're going to tone it down a bit. So the band is going to gradually join this song.
Yeah.
And then we're going to completely dismantle the entire song until we have a brand new song.
Let's go for it.
Or a remix. That's what we do here.
Yeah.
Terrence McKay, ladies and gentlemen.
How you doing?
What a guy. What a guy. Welcome to the show, brother.
Thank you for having me, man.
We love what you do. We love the energy,
man. I love being here, man. I've actually been dreaming of coming here since my career started.
Oh, wow.
Been like, everyone has gone to Cliff Central. If I go to Cliff Central, I've made it.
Have you always dressed this way? Like, I feel like this is you, right?
This is Terrence McKay all day, every day, man. Just this guy. So too smooth. Terrence McKay is too smooth, man.
We are just not worthy.
I see
worthy.
You, bro.
We are not worthy.
Love your energy, bro. I love it, bro.
We are not worthy. Is the band ready?
Of you. Like, this is too much.
Okay, so band, this is what we're going to do. Okay, do we have the progression?
Hey, man, come on,
here we go.
Like you, baby, you're beautiful.
Beautiful.
I'm a skinny man, but for you I'll fight. I can't eat, can't sleep at night, darling. Jeez. I'm a skinny man, but for you I'll fight. I can't eat, can't sleep at night, darling. I'm a skinny man, but for you I'll fight.
Terrence McKay alongside Rolene. How epic was that?
He sets the room on fire, man. That was such an amazing chemistry, guys.
That was amazing.
So
listen, I've got a special request.
Yeah, man.
I never do this. You have to perform this because you performed this for us.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play just a little bit of it for reference, and the band is going to land, and you're going to do the entire song, right?
Okay, no problem.
This is for me because this man did it.
So no, O'Neal, you can't do this, man.
Okay, so the band is gonna learn this in under a minute. No, 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 no. Sell it.
They sell air. You can definitely package.
Yeah, we should be able to package this energy and just sell it out there. Mr. Terrence McKay, firstly, such a unique name.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk to me about your name.
The name is actually, Terrence is actually my middle name. And McKay, I just took my surname, which is Makaye.
Okay.
And twanged it.
Ah, I see what
twanged
you're
it.
Saying. Yeah, I just went, okay, how would a European person say Makaye? Like, oh, McKay. All right, let's go with that.
He does everything with flair. Like, yeah. There's a story behind everything.
There's high energy right now.
So, do you have an album out? I mean, look, I'm looking right now. People are asking.
Yeah. I want to go download the song, man.
See, there you go. So, where do people find you? And do you have an album out? Talk to us about that.
At the moment, I just have a single out. The song that we started with, Unconditional.
Yeah.
That's my debut single. It's the first official piece of work that was released by myself. In the past, I've just done a lot of features. But in June, that release, so people can find it available everywhere on all platforms for download. But I'm working on an EP that I look to dropping beginning of next year.
Who are you working with?
At the moment, I'm about to work on a song with Moby Dixon. It's still a long shot, but I'm trying to hook up something with Black Motion. And then I've also written a song for Unati and Monewa. Hopefully I can get a chance to present it to them, and if they like it, we can work on that.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to hook up my, like, a lot of things, man. So Terrence McKay,
dude, you're with Rolene here.
Like, he's not even asking me. It's fine,
amen. Ah, yeah. How can I know? I was out there. There's
anyway,
a guy.
How was your day?
There's
guys?
A guy lurking
how
out there.
Was
he's
your
so
day,
loud.
Guys?
It's crazy. Yeah. He's like, Rolene has to be singing to me.
Oh,
she has to be singing to me.
Wow.
So how can I not, man?
Wow.
So, but okay, can we make this happen live on radio? Rolene.
Yes.
And Terrence McKay. Is this going to happen?
Yes, it has.
We also have a producer here, 37.
Yeah, come on,
guys. Let's do something.
Right?
And we have a whole band here, you know?
There we go.
Hey, guys, shout out to the band.
Guys,
that was so amazing.
Props to the band for learning in 30 seconds.
Props to the band. Props to the band.
30 seconds, actually 30 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been great. And Rodin, let me thank you first for making the time to come hang
thank
out with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are
so
truly a remarkable artist. And I think at this point in time, I feel like the industry needs you. I feel like the industry needs you right now.
That's for sure.
It does.
We need people with soul. We need people who are just born to do this.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like you are exactly that. So we are going to work on that 1 hour special.
Yes, we are. Cool. Please. Yes.
Terrence, any performances this coming weekend?
Yeah, I'm actually from here. I'm off to the Val. They actually my hometown actually did a whole vintage theme party just in honor of what I'm currently achieving in the industry, because I'm the first guy from my hood to perform at the Summer Awards after parties. First guy from my hood to go to a Durban July and perform. First
we
guy in my hood to be on Cliff Central. You know what I mean?
Tell him.
So I'm just making moves, and my hood is saying, hey man, you're not there yet, but big up to whatever it is you're doing. So I'm off to there now. And have another one tomorrow, and then I'm going. In September is actually a busy month because on the 15th I'm in the boardwalk in PE with Unati again, opening up for that wonderful lady. Then on the 20th we're at Durban's Playhouse, and then on the 20 8th, 29th, I'm doing Quest's 3-day picnic.
Jesus.
Yo, so and how is your memory this good? I don't even know my cell number.
I'm in Mpumalanga.
Like, and if that's you ask me this, I'm just like, listen, go check on Instagram.
Thing is, I won't even try and be all big about it. I've been working and praying so hard to be here.
We love you,
I enjoy talking about everything that I'm doing.
You're amazing, bro.
Work so hard to get
here. Keep it up, dude. You are too much for the game. We need you.
So this is how we're going to close the show today. We are going to put together a song on the spot.
Listen.
So, Ben, come up with some sort of progression. This is how we're going to close the show. It's both a world premiere and it has never happened before.
Oh, okay.
So they're collaborating on a song, and this time we're removing both of them from their comfort zone.
So the band
is going to play something, and then,
boom.
So this is how we close it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for doing this with us. Remember, the podcast will be available an hour on the other side of the show. Mr. 37 MPH.
Yes, can I ask for something ridiculous?
Yeah.
Can you guys DJ Khaled the beginning of your performance, the beginning
it's
of your
DJ
song?
DJ Khaled!
Yeah, by announcing your handle on social media.
Okay, cool.
Is that cool?
There you have it.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And we're out of here. Much love to Jackie for putting the show together.
Shout out, Jackie.
One.
I'm just trying to keep up with all this beauty, this greatness, this sexy, oh my god.
No guys, Flatty will get you nowhere. Flatty will get you nowhere. I'm done. Goodbye. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the O'Neill Africa Experience.
Okay, so we're out of here.
Thank you guys for having me, man.
O'Neill Africa Experience, the home of African talent. This is CliffCentral.com.